I think there's a forgery of signatures or something.
I believe South Africa has got enough youth development structures.
I think they won't win the case, but this is a great opportunity for them.
Good day and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. With the transfer window fast approaching, Kaizer Chiefs still have one major issue on their hands, and that's the ban handed down by FIFA, which bars them for two transfer windows for the illegal signing of Madagascar international Andrea Mirado, Andrea Narimanana, also known as Dax, back in 2018. The punishment could have a major impact on Chiefs' plans for next season. We thought we should reach out and get your thoughts on the punishment, with Amakosi's appeal being delayed by the COVID-19 pandemic. We also asked you to comment on whether PSL sides have enough quality youth players who can step up to the plate should their teams be unable to sign new players due to financial constraints. You sent through your voice notes, and as always, you never disappoint. I'm your host, Slu Paho, and this is Sokola Duma Radio.
Sokola Duma Radio.
First things first, the transfer window is fast approaching and PSL league leaders Kaizer Chiefs are currently banned from any transfer activity. And so, with 2020 hindsight, we asked you, do Chiefs deserve the hefty two-window transfer ban handed down by FIFA? Here's what you had to say.
I think they won't win the case, but this is a great opportunity for them, as they spend much money on the development. And then, as you know, in South Africa, we have multi-choice here, where we see young talent playing there. And then if you can see at the development academy for Kaizer Chiefs, they are doing great. They play wonderful football and so on and so on. So I think this is the great opportunity for them to give those young ones the chance to play than sending them on loans. I think they have to take them to the first team and see what will happen. And I think this will be a great deal for them. They can do, and then they can, as you know, youngsters, they are hungry to play. So I think Chiefs can be strong and much better.
I don't think that Kaizer Chiefs deserves this lengthy ban, because I find it very weird that a player doesn't know the length of his own contract. How can a player sign for another team only to find out that he still has a 5-year contract with his mother team? It's impossible. I think something underhanded is going on here with this Madagascan team. And I hope and pray that this will get overturned soon, because I feel like Kaizer Chiefs and Dax are the victims here. Something very fishy is going on. I think I might be wrong, but I think there's a forgery of signatures or something. This is very, very unusual.
Eta, please tell me, Hore, what happened, in fact, mo this whole saga ne? Dax was cleared by FIFA, Hore, tsamikele Amakhosi akere. So, FIFA turned back ba re Amakhosi ba fine Hore, ba seke ba sign the players for two consecutive window opens. And like, go diragala e mo go pantlhagese o ntlhalosetse ka buripana hela.
Next up, the COVID-19 crisis is likely to have a large impact on transfer window activity as clubs struggle with the financial strain which the pandemic has put them under. It has been suggested by the likes of La Liga president Javier Tebas that clubs will have to rely heavily on youth players to step up as budget constraints stop teams from spending in the transfer market. So do PSL teams have youth players who are ready to step up to the big stage? Here's what you had to say.
Yeah, I believe South Africa has got enough youth development structures. The reason I'm saying that, I've witnessed that with different teams. If you look at Sundowns, there are players there. If I can mention about three, including Kulisi, the other one that was sent to Maritzburg, Mahalwa, and the other one playing number two recently. So those are youth development structures that have produced those players. Going to Kaizer Chiefs, they've proven beyond reasonable doubt the players that they are having there, as much as some of them, they are not playing there. But you can look at Abo Kusvuma, Ongezan, Blom, Ongobo. They also have quality youth structure.
And that is how we wrap up the Fan Reaction Show. Thank you very much for sending your voice notes through. Remember to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for all of the latest football news. And you can subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple, and Google Play, and you'll get notifications for every new show. From myself, your host, Slu Paho, and my editor, Aiden Hewitt, have a fantastic day.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.